Ryan, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good, Jason. How you doing today?
I am. I'm doing very well. What do you, as a coach, because you guys used to always be used to having Mondays off. How different does this change routine having a few Monday games this year?
Well, you're pretty accurate about it being an odd day for a game, but you know, we were fortunate. We had Saturday and Sunday off, which was, you know, probably even a little bit more more odd. So we were able to have Saturday as a day off for the players, and which we hadn't had in a while, and then have a good practice yesterday. And you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's Monday, but we're in search of a much-needed win, so we need to be prepared to have one of our best efforts tonight.
You guys got off to a really good start. It's kind of the wheels have fallen off a little bit lately. 3-5-1 in your first nine, and in your last seven, only one victory, Ryan. What's been the difference? What's lacking on a night-to-night basis right now for you guys?
Well, I think the obvious thing is we've had trouble scoring goals for whatever reason. You know, we've had some tight games, and you know, a couple games that were essentially 1-0 games. One of them ended up being 2-0 because of an empty netter. But when you're not scoring, it's tough to win games, and so we're going to need to try to, you know, change that in a hurry. Try to play them a little bit more on the inside. We know we need to get pucks at the net, and we need to get to those dirty areas, and you know, find ways to produce some offense. We've had at times some really good goaltending performances, and haven't been able to get the offense to go with it. So hopefully we can get that tonight.
We're joined by Ryan Marsh, as Jason Greger, Mark Mizzou, taking a look at the Edmonton Oil Kings taking on the Moose Jaw Warriors. You can listen to that game on TSN 1260. Ryan, you mentioned your team has struggled scoring goals at home. When Tyler Robertson did score in that Victoria game, the score was out of reach, but was there a sense of relief finally when you made it 6-1, saying, okay, maybe the monkey has left or has gotten off the back and we can finally start scoring some goals?
A little bit. I mean, it was nice to at least get the goal. We hadn't scored since our home opener, our first game in Rogers Place. We hadn't scored since then. So, you know, it was disappointing. We had 7 games in a row at home here, and really looked at it as kind of a key part of, you know, early in our season to get some wins. And, you know, we've come up short now in those first three. So we have 4 left, and you know, we need to regroup. And one of the things about our team early in the year is we're really resilient. You know, at times in a game when they weren't, you know, times when game wasn't going great, we always found ways to turn the tide, change the momentum, and finish games, and had really good third periods. And that's been a little bit lacking over the last couple games. So we need to find that resiliency and, you know, just find a way tonight to generate some offense.
Between the pipes, you'd mentioned you're getting some really good goaltending performances. What has allowed Liam Hughes to have so much success in the 4 games he's played? If you look at just his numbers, they're incredibly impressive. He's still a very young man, but what's allowed Hughes to, I guess, fare so well in the first 4 games?
He has a tremendous work ethic, for one. Works very hard. You know, came in with a purpose this year to make the hockey club, and has really taken advantage of his opportunity. Didn't get a chance to start till our third or fourth game, and you know, and played really well. But I guess probably the biggest thing with him is like anyone on your team, you know, whether they're a goalie or defenseman or forward, you want them to have, you know, be able to compete hard and battle on every, you know, on every play. And that's what he does as a goaltender. He battles on every play. And, I mean, it's a great example for our team, you know, to see that. And that's what he does, and that's why he's been successful so far.
Ryan Marsh joins us, assistant coach for the Edmonton Oil Kings, taking on the Moose Jaw Warriors tonight. And Ryan, I talked to Steve Hamilton at the start of the year, and he said obviously looking for offense was going to be one area that he knew would be a battle at times. So as a coach, when you know that your team doesn't have that dominant high-end sniper that other teams, what do you work on in practice to try to get more team scoring?
Well, I just mentioned that we need to play on the inside and get to the net and create havoc around the net, take away the goalie's eyes and funnel pucks at the net, and, you know, maybe not worry so much about, you know, scoring the real highlight, you know, goals, but, you know, getting those, you know, for lack of a better term, getting those greasy goals around the net to at least get started and maybe soften up a defense, you know, and almost like, you know, trying to take pucks to the net to soften them up for maybe softer, more skilled plays later in the game. And that's something that we've just been real perimeter. And, you know, we've worked hard at, you know, creating drills in practice and spending lots of time on our skill game and trying to put, you know, players in situations where they're getting tons of reps around the net. And, you know, we're hoping and, you know, we're confident that you know, at some point it's going to change here. You know, we've been really fortunate to have Fernando Pisani on our staff this year as an assistant coach. And, you know, he's really sunk a lot of time in with our forwards and little intricacies of being able to protect the puck and get pucks to the net and picking up pucks off the wall and being able to make quick plays, you know, those types of things. It's just a matter of time. If you could stay with it, you get the reps, you stay confident is another huge thing. You know, you got to believe that you can score. If we keep drilling those kind of messages into our players, eventually we're going to get some goals.
Well, Ryan, best of luck tonight against the Warriors. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason. Who are you cheering for tonight?
Oh, well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? I'll be cheering for number 20, who's finally healthy. So that's good.
Yeah, well, I just had to mention it. 22, you mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, I tried to give you a different number just to get off. No, he's they got two guys that are red hot right now. Papagayev and Shinkruk are rolling. So it's good to know he's healthy now. So that's good. I'll be in the whole fam will be there tonight. So I'm looking forward to it. So.
Good stuff. No, it's a good team, and he's a good player.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Take care.